Greetings, my peeps, and welcome to the All Things Basketball Podcast with your boy GD. In this episode, I'll be doing my week 6 recap, covering everything that's went on in the NBA. And this is the week of the return, guys. So a lot of guys coming back. So we'll talk about that as well. So all that and more. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Okay, guys, it's your boy GD back with the All Things Basketball with GD podcast. And guys, we are now into week 7, which means week 6 is in the books. So we will recap it. We'll talk about everything that's gone on, all the returns, all the injuries, top performances, and a little bit more. So we'll talk about it all right here. And at this time, hey, might as well get into it. So let's do it, guys. So we start off the show like we always start off the show, guys. Players of the week. Let's start in the Western Conference, guys. Alperen Sengun of the Houston Rockets. He had a nice week, guys. Over 21 points per game. Nearly 13 rebounds for him, 9 assists. And his team went 3-0 for the week, guys. They beat the likes of Minnesota on the road. They beat Philly on the road. And they had a nice home win against OKC. So the Houston Rockets, you know, guys, I've been talking about them as of late. A team that's coming on, and they're spearheaded by their center. I call him Joker Light because of what he can give you, you know, the talent that he has. He's able to give you an all-around game. He even had a triple-double this week as well. So, Alperen Sengun, guys, is your player for the week in the West. And in the East, my guy, Jalen Brunson of the New York Knicks. For the week, he averaged almost 27 points per game, nearly 10 assists, guys, including a career high for him, 17, and 3.5 rebounds. He shot it great from the field, guys. Over 52% from the field and over 52% from three-point range. From the free throw line, he took 30 free throws. He missed only 4. So, Jalen Brunson, guys, the Knicks for the week went 3-1. They were on that long road trip. They beat Denver on the road. They beat Charlotte on the road. And then they came home and beat the New Orleans Pelicans. Their one loss was at Dallas, a night where they couldn't throw a rock in the ocean. That's how bad they were shooting, guys. So, Jalen Brunson, Captain Clutch, we call him, is your player for the week in the East. All right, guys, so that's your players for the week. The top story for the week for me, guys, it was the week of the return. A lot of guys who had injuries came back from injury. So, let's talk about them. Let's start with Malik Monk. Malik Monk, guys, the Sacramento Kings, he was out 7 games with an ankle sprain, but he makes his return, albeit in a loss on November 25th, a home loss to OKC. And in that game, he played 26 minutes, of course, coming off the bench, 14 points with 3 assists for him. So, Malik Monk, guys, he's back for the Sacramento Kings, a guy who was in the running for Sixth Man of the Year. Malik Monk, he brings so much firepower off that bench for the Sacramento Kings. CJ McCollum, he returns after missing 13 games with an abductor strain. And he plays 30 minutes. He ends up starting. He scores 23 points along with 4 rebounds in a loss to the Indiana Pacers on the road. And that's on November 25th. So CJ McCollum back, guys, for the New Orleans Pelicans. And they need so much help, guys. I mean, they've been like a mass unit over there. But CJ McCollum back for them. Kristaps Porzingis, I talked about this in my last episode. He was making his return, and he did so on the 25th as well for the Boston Celtics. It was his season debut, actually, guys. He played 22 minutes, scored 16 points, along with 6 rebounds. Didn't shoot all that great from three. You know, that's part of his calling card, guys. He was only 1 for 6 from three. But, you know, that'll come with rhythm, with repetition and so forth. But he came back in a win versus the LA Clippers. And that was on the 25th of November. And on that night, they got 20-point performances from Jason Tatum and also Peyton Pritchard coming off the bench to seal the win for them, guys. But Kristaps Porzingis, the rich get richer in Boston. You got Porzingis back now, so yeah, I know they're happy to have him back. Ja Morant, guys, he's back. He was out 8 games with a hip injury for the Memphis Grizzlies. And in his return, he played 23 minutes, 22 points, 11 assists, guys. So he comes back, gives you a double-double, and a blowout win over the Portland Trail Blazers. In a game that saw Santi Aldama have a nice double-double, 13 points with 17 rebounds, guys. So Ja Morant, so important for the Memphis Grizzlies over there. So he's back, guys. Let us move on. On the 26th of November, Kevin Durant and Bradley Beal for the Phoenix Suns, both guys come back. Kevin Durant missed 7 games with a calf injury. Bradley Beal, he missed 5 games with what? A calf injury as well. So they come back, and on that night, they get a blowout win over the LA Lakers. And in that game, KD, he plays 29 minutes, 23 points, shot it well, along with 6 rebounds. And then Bradley Beal, in his 27 minutes, he scored 23 points and very efficient from the field and from three. And also in that game, Devin Booker, now able to have the defense not collapse on him with the presence of those guys. He has a nice 26 points along with 10 assists. So the Phoenix Suns, when they have all three of those guys in there, they're a tough team to beat. And they were able to blow out the Lakers on a night where KD and Bradley Beal returns. Terry Rozier, guys, he missed only 2 games with a foot injury. He comes back for a home loss versus the Milwaukee Bucks on the 26th of November. And in that game, he plays 21 minutes off the bench, 17 points along with 3 rebounds in that loss, guys. And let us move to the 27th of November. DeAndre Ayton, guys, he had missed 5 games. No, not 5. He missed 7 games, guys, with a finger injury. He comes back for a road loss at the Indiana Pacers. And in that game, he plays 34 minutes, 16 points, 12 rebounds, and 3 blocks. So he has a nice double-double along with the 3 blocks. And then remember, guys, they're without the Portland Trailblazers, that is, are without Robert Williams. He's in concussion protocol. And then their promising rookie, Donovan Clingan, he's out with a knee injury. So definitely Ayton's a sight for sore eyes for the Portland faithful. And he's going to get all the minutes he can handle right now, guys, because your other bigs are on the shelf right now. So DeAndre Ayton having a double-double in his return. DeJounte Murray, guys, for the New Orleans Pelicans. I told you CJ McCollum's back. Now you got your prime time backcourt now of DeJounte Murray. And he missed 17 games, guys, with that broken hand. But he comes back for a home loss that they got compliments the Toronto Raptors on the 27th of November. In that game, guys, he played 25 minutes, scoring 14 points. He didn't shoot it all that great, guys. 4 rebounds, 2 steals for DeJounte Murray. But again, like I said, the Pelicans are happy to have some healthy bodies back. So DeJounte Murray back for the New Orleans Pelicans. Jordan Poole, he missed 2 games, guys, for the Washington Wizards. And he comes back for a home loss versus the LA Clippers on the 27th of November. In that game, he plays 25 minutes, only 8 points, 3 assists, and 2 steals. Didn't shoot it all that great, guys. But Jordan Poole is back for the Washington Wizards, who are reeling right now. Lonzo Ball, guys, he came back on the same day, the 27th of November. He had missed 13 games, guys, with a wrist injury. And he came back for a loss against the Orlando Magic in Orlando, where the Magic, they've been tough to beat in that their arena there. And in that game, Lonzo played 15 minutes, scored 6 points, 3 assists, 4 steals, and 2 blocks, guys. So Lonzo Ball, we know what he can give you if healthy. But, you know, it's that last part, if healthy. But Chicago's going to treat him with kid gloves. They're going to manage his minutes. They're going to be very careful with him because he's a couple of seasons removed from playing the game of basketball. So you want to be careful with him. So, but good sign having Lonzo Ball back playing basketball. Andrew Nembhard, guys, he's back now for the Indiana Pacers. He missed 12 games with a knee injury, guys. He comes back for a loss, though, at Memphis against the Grizzlies. And that is on December 1st. He plays 15 minutes in the game, scores 14 points along with 2 steals. Andrew Nembhard, their guard back there with Tyrese Haliburton. So getting him back is a nice, definitely nice for the Pacers. They definitely could use him. And then I forgot on the November 30th, Paul George, guys, he makes his return for the Philadelphia 76ers. He missed 3 games, guys, with a bone bruise in his knee. He comes back for a win, though, at the Detroit Pistons on November 30th, like I said. Plays 26 minutes, 11 points he scores, 8 rebounds, 5 assists. In a game where they're still without Embiid, guys, no real timetable for him just yet. But Paul George back for the Philadelphia 76ers. And we know they are struggling. Aaron Gordon, he's back, guys, for the Denver Nuggets. He missed 10 games with a calf injury, guys. He comes back, though, for a loss at the LA Clippers on December 1st. And he comes off the bench for them. 24 minutes, 10 points, 4 assists for Aaron Gordon. So Aaron Gordon, an important part of that starting five for Denver. Although coming off the bench, I think it won't be long before he's back in the starting lineup. But Aaron Gordon, a sight for sore eyes for the Nuggets. And in that same game, guys, Norman Powell, he comes back. He missed 6 games with a hamstring injury, guys. And, of course, his team won, beating the Denver Nuggets on that same night, December 1st. And in the game, 26 minutes, Powell plays, 28 points. He drops 5 threes in the game. So Norman Powell, definitely somebody the Clippers need back in the lineup. You know they're without Kawhi, so we don't know when he's coming back. So you need firepower. Norman Powell gets you firepower. So definitely a player that the Clippers desperately need back in their lineup. And then lastly, Luka Doncic. He's back, guys. He missed 5 games with a wrist injury. And he comes back for a 137-131 win at Portland. And in that game, guys, Luka Doncic, 36 minutes, 36 points, along with 13 assists, 7 rebounds, 3 steals. So Luka, definitely, if the Mavericks are going to do anything, you need a healthy Luka Doncic. And in this game, there was no Kyrie because he was out with a shoulder injury. So, all right, guys, so that does it for the guys who came back. Now let's talk about the guys who are out with injury. Cam Thomas of the Brooklyn Nets, who's having a very fine season thus far for the Nets. He's going to miss 3 weeks, guys, with a hamstring injury that he suffered in a November 25th win at Golden State, guys. In the game where he drops 23 points along with 3 rebounds, but he suffers that late in the game. So Cam Thomas out for 3 weeks. LaMelo Ball, guys. You heard me talking about him actually last week. Remember, he dropped 50 points. I believe it was last Sunday. And then he comes back on Monday and drops 44 points. Well, he's out 2 weeks, guys, with a calf strain. And that occurred late in a November 27th game against the Miami Heat, a game that they lost, unfortunately. He played 37 minutes, 32 points, 10 rebounds, 7 assists before he left the game. So LaMelo Ball, again, a house of horrors for him when it comes to being hurt, being injured. So he's going to miss at least 2 weeks. We'll see. And then lastly, Kyle Kuzma, guys. He's out 2 games and possibly more with a rib injury. And this happened on same night, November 27th, versus the LA Clippers. He only played the first 8 minutes of the game before sustaining the rib injury. So speedy recoveries, hopefully, for these three guys. So that's, you know, that's the business. What can you do? All right, so that's your injuries, guys. Let us move on. Fines, guys. Coach Mike Brown of the Sacramento Kings, he gets fined $35,000 for actions in a game towards officials. Basically, he went after an official during a November 24th loss at home to the Brooklyn Nets. And, oh, by the way, that same night, Jordy Fernandez, the new coach for the Brooklyn Nets, was once an assistant under Mike Brown for the Sacramento Kings. So the assistant coach came with his team, and they won in his own building there where he worked. So on that same night, Coach Mike Brown, he does what he does as far as going after the ref. So $35,000 is what that action costs Mike Brown. The Atlanta Hawks, they got to drop $100,000, guys, for violating player participation policy. And this happened when they didn't play Trae Young in a November 12th NBA Cup game at Boston. Actually, that was a game that they won without Trae Young. But they said that Trae Young had tendonitis, but upon further review and further investigation by the league, they found out that Trae Young could have played that night. So the Atlanta Hawks gets hammered $100,000. The NBA's not playing, guys. If you're holding out guys for games, they're going to look into it. And especially a game of importance of great magnitude, at least in their view, these NBA Cup games. So they're going to look into these things, guys. So you got to have your I's dotted and your T's crossed if you're going to have guys out, because the NBA is watching. So basically, Atlanta gets hammered here. So that's the way it goes, guys. So the Atlanta Hawks, $100,000 lighter in the pocket, thanks to the league and them nailing them with this player participation policy violation. And then Russell Westbrook, he gets fined $35,000 for an obscene gesture that he does late in the November 25th game against my New York Knicks. I don't recall what the obscene gesture was, but I can take a few guesses what they were. So Russell Westbrook, fined by the league, $35,000. So, all right, so that's it for the fines. Let's talk about some milestones, guys. James Harden, I talked about him last week with the three-point goals. He had his 140-point-plus performance. And he did that on November 27th in a win at Washington. In that game, he had 43 points, along with 7 threes in that game. Wow. 7 assists, 4 rebounds, 3 steals. And then on Sunday, December 1st, in a win over the Denver Nuggets, actually, I just talked about that game. He dropped 6 threes in that game, and he becomes the second player to have over 3,000 three-point shots made. And, of course, he joins the likes of Steph Curry. So that's the kind of rarefied air James Harden is in. And in that game, guys, he dropped 6 threes in the game, leading him to have 39 points along with 11 assists and 9 rebounds. You could have actually made a case for James Harden being player of the week with these milestones here, but he gave it to Alperen Sengun. So it is what it is. Actually, this is 2 straight weeks you could have gave it to Harden. So I don't know what to say in that regard, but hey, what can you do? So James Harden adding on to his Hall of Fame career. All right, guys, so let's talk about top performances for the week. And we'll start, we'll kind of go chronological here. Elfrid Payton, that's a name we haven't heard in a while, guys. He was out of the league for a few seasons, but he's come back. He plays now with the New Orleans Pelicans. And on that night, November 25th, actually, I believe that was the game that CJ McCollum made his return. But Payton, here's what he does, guys. 14 points, 21 assists, 7 rebounds, and 2 steals, albeit in a loss against the Indiana Pacers on the road. So, Elfrid Payton, guys, he's a guy who, he's not a scrub. He's a solid point guard who, if you manage him, he can be very productive for you guys. So, Elfrid Payton with a nice evening, albeit in a loss. OG Anunoby for my New York Knicks. He drops 40 points, guys, a career high. Absolutely sensational from the field. Along with that, he had 5 rebounds and 4 assists in that blowout win that the Knicks had at Denver. On a night where the Knicks tied their franchise high in assists, they had 45 assists in the game. They shot it amazing from the field. Almost 61% from the field and from three-point range, nearly 53%. That's how well they played that night, guys. I watched the game. I was in absolute awe and amazement. They were cooking that night. Also on that night, Karl Anthony Towns, 30 points along with 15 rebounds. And this is the night that Brunson had the 17 assists along with his 23 points. So, but the story, OG Anunoby, guys, with 40 points for the New York Knicks. Alperen Sengun, remember, your player of the week for the West? He had a triple-double, 22 points, 11 assists, 10 rebounds. Add to that, 3 blocks and 3 steals in an overtime win at Minnesota. I talked about that. And that was on November 26th. Also in that game, Fred VanVleet is catching fire, guys. 27 points, 11 assists. And of those 27 points, three-point shots, he made 6 of them. And then 8 rebounds for him. Dylan Brooks with 22 points, guys. So, Alperen Sengun, very fine performance for him. And this adds to the point of his team being the hot team that it is and him getting the Western Conference Player of the Week. Speaking of Trae Young, he has 20 points and then 22 assists in a November 27th win at Cleveland. I would say their biggest win of the year, going to Cleveland and stealing a game there. Helping Trey was DeAndre Hunter, who had 26 points, and then Jalen Johnson with 22 points. And then the loss, Donovan Mitchell gives you 30. But Trae Young with a 20-20 double-double for him. Jalen Green, guys, he drops 41 points along with 7 rebounds and 2 steals. He shot it great in a November 27th overtime win at Philadelphia. In a game where Alperen Sengun had a fine performance, 22 points, 14 rebounds, 7 assists, 2 steals for the Houston Rockets, the red-hot Houston Rockets. And in the loss, Tyrese Maxey with a monster game, 39 points. Of that, 6 three-point goals made, along with 10 assists for Tyrese Maxey in the loss. But Jalen Green goes ballistic against the Philadelphia 76ers. And, oh, by the way, in that game, I talked about Dylan Brooks. He has an 0-for, guys. He goes 0-for-11 from the field and 0-for-8 from 3. But his team still gets the win, so go figure. LeBron James, guys. A triple-double for him. 16 points, 11 assists, 5 rebounds. At this point, you just got to throw up your hands. This guy approaching his 40s, having this kind of performance, absolutely amazing. And he does it in a November 27th win versus the Toronto, at the San Antonio Spurs. And in that game, he was one of 7 players in double figures. Leading the way for them, guys, Dalton Connect, guys, the rookie, 20 points for him, 8 rebounds. He's starting to catch fire, guys. In fact, J.J. Redick, I haven't talked about J.J. Redick much, but J.J. Redick believes in the kid. He now has him in the starting lineup. So big ups to Dalton Connect for gaining the trust of the L.A. Lakers coaching staff to now be a starter. Also in that game, Anthony Davis, 19 points, 14 rebounds, 7 assists for him. And in the loss, Victor Wembanyama, 20 points, 10 rebounds, 3 blocks, 2 steals for him. Bam Adebayo, guys, he drops a triple-double. 14 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists. And a November 29th win against the Toronto Raptors. On the same night where Jimmy Butler has 26, Tyler Hero has 23 for the Miami Heat. So Bam Adebayo. He didn't shoot all that great, guys. They got him now out there shooting threes, which I don't think that should be happening for him. I think he's a guy who can dominate inside, but what do I know? And then in the loss for the Toronto Raptors, Scotty Barnes, he has a triple-double, guys. 24 points, 10 assists, 10 rebounds for Scotty Barnes, who has been playing well since coming back from his injury. And then RJ Barrett, what more can I say, guys? He's been an absolute terror this year. 25 points for him. And then Jakob Poeltl, 24 points along with 10 rebounds. Unstoppable inside. He was 10 for 11 from the field, guys. But Bam Adebayo with the triple-double. And Scottie Barnes in the same game with a triple-double. Isaiah Hartenstein, guys, this one pains me. He's a former Knick, but he's with OKC now. 11 points, 18 rebounds, guys, along with 5 assists in a November 29th win at the LA Lakers. A game I actually watched, guys. Very competitive game. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, a monster performance, 36 points, 9 assists, 6 rebounds, and then 2 steals for him. Leading the way for the Lakers, again, I say, Dalton Connect, 20 points. And of those 20 points, he made 6 threes on that, along with 6 rebounds and 4 assists. LeBron James, only 12 points in that game. And then Anthony Davis with a double-double, 15 points and 10 rebounds. But Isaiah Hartenstein taking advantage. He's their only legit big man right now. You still have Chet Holmgren on the shelf. You're without the other Jalen Williams. He's out for the year. So Isaiah Hartenstein getting all the minutes he can handle at that center position for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Domantas Sabonis, he has a triple-double, guys. 21 points, 14 rebounds, 11 assists, and a loss on November 29th at Portland, guys. In a game where Malik Monk goes crazy off the bench, 29 points for him, and then De'Aaron Fox has 22. But for the Trailblazers in the win, DeAndre Ayton with 26 points and 9 rebounds. But Domantas Sabonis with the triple-double for the Sacramento Kings. Giannis Antetokounmpo with a monster triple-double. 42 points, 12 rebounds, 11 assists in a Saturday win on November 30th against the Washington Wizards. Also in that game, Dame Lillard, he gives you a double-double, 25 points, 10 assists. And in the loss, Jordan Poole, very fine performance, 31 points, 7 assists, 4 rebounds. And then how about Malcolm Brogdon, who's playing really well? 29 points, 11 rebounds for him. Guys, if he's on your waiver wire, scoop him up immediately. We know he has an injury history, though, guys, so maybe his shelf life may not be all that long, but take advantage now and grab him if he's available. Bam Adebayo. Not a triple-double, but this is what he does. 13 points, 20 rebounds, guys, along with 7 assists. But he does it in a loss on December 1st, and that's a loss at the Toronto Raptors, guys. Speaking of the Toronto Raptors, RJ Barrett's on absolute fire. 37 points. 7 rebounds, 5 assists for him. He's been playing out of his mind, guys. Scotty Barnes, 23 points, 10 rebounds, 9 assists. So nearing another triple-double for Scotty Barnes. And then Jakob Poeltl, another double-double for him. 17 points, 11 rebounds, and 2 blocks. I tell you something, guys. Toronto, let them get quickly back. Yeah, I think they're going to be a force to be reckoned with in the East, guys. Excuse me. I think Toronto will be a force to be reckoned with. But you get a guy like Quickly in there, I think they could take off. Karl Anthony Towns. He didn't shoot it all that great in this game, but he was a monster on the boards, guys. 14 points, 19 rebounds in a December 1st win over the New Orleans Pelicans. In a game where we saw Mikal Bridges, the embattled Mikal Bridges, have 31 points, of which he had 7 threes in that game and 4 rebounds. So Mikal Bridges, embattled. He's been facing a lot of heat from the some of the Nick faithful, but he has a fine game. Maybe this is a type of game that shakes him out of his doldrums. But Mikal Bridges with a nice game. But the story here is Karl Anthony Towns, 14 points in those 19 rebounds. Victor Wembanyama with a monster performance, guys. And a triple-double, nonetheless. 34 points, of which he drops 5 threes. 13 rebounds, 11 assists, 5 blocks, and a close win on December 1st at the Sacramento Kings, guys. Victor Wembanyama with another eye-popping performance. Devin Vassell off the bench, 21 points. Of those 5 threes, he drops. And for the Kings, DeMar DeRozan with 28 points. And Domantas Sabonis, 25 points, 13 rebounds, 6 assists for him. And then lastly, the Joker. Of course, a triple-double. 28 points, 14 rebounds, 11 assists. But he does it in a loss, guys. That same game where you had Aaron Gordon and Norman Powell come back in that game. December 1st, and it's the loss that they have at the LA Clippers. So that is that for that. Couple of other things that will be done, guys. The NBA Cup is heating up right now. Right now, you have three teams that are locked in. The Atlanta Hawks for the East, and then for the West, the Golden State Warriors and the Houston Rockets. 5 more slots open. A lot can happen between now and then. Probably next week, I'll do a NBA Cup preview, because you'll have the quarterfinals, the semis, and then the finals, of course, for next week. So, but, you know, I'll cover it, so you know how I do it. Drew Holiday had some interesting comments about Zion Williamson, and he does it on the Paul George's podcast P. And I don't have the sound, but I will read to you what he said. Basically, he said he believes that Zion needs to step up his game on the defensive end. Because remember, Drew Holiday actually played with Zion Williamson when he was a rookie in the league. And then, you know, he got traded to Milwaukee, and then he eventually ends up in Boston. So here's what Drew said. I think Zion is one of the most gifted players I've ever seen. Athletic ability, how he can get to the rim by people, and I feel like sometimes it's about fit. And maybe I don't know if they have to adjust the fit to him down there, or maybe slide out and have a different fit with someone else. But I feel he needs a change in some kind of way, because he's promising, bro. At least when I had him as a rookie, it was amazing. That's just what he was capable of. They talk about the weight gain and doing all that, but I've seen him at 280, 290 still above the rim. And then he continued on, talk about what he would do with him if he was his coach. For him, I have him play a little more defense. It's not a knock on him. I think that would make him the talent that he is. It would elevate his game. Offensively, I think he's got it. I think he does what he's supposed to do. I think his play for other people is that he gets to the rim and gets to the free throw line. But I think for me, If he challenged himself defensively and his teammates saw that, I feel that they would follow. So that's what Drew Holiday had to say about him. Very interesting comments. And it wasn't where they were, he was tearing him down. He was just making an observation as far as his game and all those sort of things. And we know with Zion, he hasn't played since November 6th, guys. He's missed 14 of their first 21 games. So what do you do with a Zion Williamson? I kind of thought about this. And I have a crazy trade to throw out there. I don't know if it ever happened, but here's what I would do. Right now, you have a disgruntled Joel Embiid. What I would do, I don't know if New Orleans is even interested. Why wouldn't you be? He's a former MVP of the league. I would do a swap of Embiid for Zion Williamson. Give me that kid, Eves Missy, their young center over there, and throw in to make the money work like a Jordan Hawkins. I would do that. And, or if they refuse on Hawkins, then you could do it with draft picks. You do every other year draft picks, at least about four draft picks, Zion Williamson, the young center, Missy, and all that for Joel Embiid. First of all, you plug up a big hole in the middle that you have for the New Orleans Pelicans. You plug up that middle there, and then it'll make guys around like Brandon Ingram, make them better, make your backcourt over there better of McCollum and Murray. And then for the Sixers, you would basically, you have Drummond as your center now. You just grooming the kid, Missy, for when he's ready to take over. And then you get a guy like Zion Williamson. You slide Paul George to the small forward. I think Paul George at this stage of his career should be playing small forward. I think there's no reason for him to be a power forward at this point. For Zion, you get a change of scenery. Although Philly is a demanding town, guys, but I think a change of scenery would do him good. Could motivate him. And you already got a nice team over there. You're just adding to what they already have. It could work out for both parties, but what do I know? But that's a trade that I think could be beneficial to both sides, because you're trading two injury-riddled guys as it is anyway. So it is what it is. So anyhow, so that's my view on that. And then finally, my GD Big Five. First team, of course, Cleveland. They kind of took it on the chin this week. They added two more losses to their resume, so they're 18-3 right now. Still the cream of the crop of the league so far. Second place, Boston. Seems like they're planted right there. And now you got the likes of Porzingis back, so that only helps. OKC at 15-15. I think having Hartenstein there definitely helps for those guys over there. You had a scare with Jalen Williams with the eye, but it seems like he's okay. You probably need to get Caruso back. That'd be nice to have Caruso back in the mix. And, of course, obviously, Holmgren. Check Holmgren. You'd like to have him when he's ready to go. Fourth place, the Houston Rockets. They moved up the ladder, guys. They are a hot team in the West right now. You got the likes of Alperen Sengun. Fred VanVleet is on fire, man. Jalen Green, of course. Of course, you got Jabari Smith Jr. You have him there, your power forward. You have firepower off your bench. Torrey Eason, Amen Thompson. Of course, you have a guy like Dylan Brooks, a glue guy there. So, M.A. Aduka's plugging the right holes for that squad. Steven Adams is giving you something off the bench as your backup center. So Houston's rocking right now. So they move up to fourth. And then fifth, knocking Golden State out the box, is the Orlando Magic, guys. The Orlando Magic at 15-7, the hottest team in the East, probably the hottest team in the NBA outside of Boston and Cleveland. They are rocking, guys, and they're doing this all without Paolo Banchero. Franz Wagner has played lights-out basketball. Jalen Suggs, he's been very important to them. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, he's having nice games for them, guys. And you're now getting back Wendell Carter, who's recently come back as well. So once you get Paolo Banchero back, forget about it, guys. They've been one of the hotter teams. So Orlando Magic, I have in the fifth spot for this week. So with that said, that is it, guys. This week, guys, there's going to be that expansion draft in the WNBA. And actually, the WNBA schedule just came out, guys, for 2025. Of course, the first game, how could it not be it? The first game for the season will be the Chicago Sky going to the Indiana Fever. Of course, that rivalry, I'll put in air quotes, guys, of Caitlin Clark versus Angel Reese. You know that that's always the mindset of the powers that be in the WNBA. And then both teams will have new coaches. Stephanie White for the Indiana Fever. I spoke about Stephanie White going back home to Indiana to coach her Fever team. And then Tyler Marsh, former assistant with the Aces. He is now the head coach for the Sky. And then add to that, the Sky will have a third pick in the upcoming draft, so I'm sure they'll get an impact player to add to the mix with Angel Reese, Camilla Cardozo, who I expect to be much better next year for the Chicago Sky. So you have this as the first matchup, the marquee matchup. And then remember, next season, guys, they're playing 44 games. So you have that. But this Friday is their, it's going to be their their expansion draft. So I'll be interested to see the pieces that goes to the Golden State Valkyrie. Couple of names I'm keeping a lookout for. Alyssa Peely, I talked about her. I don't think they'll expose her. The Minnesota Lynx, they might. So that's a name to look out for. Kalani Brown for the Dallas Wings. I would look out for that name as well. Then you got the likes of players like Emily Exler, who played last for the Washington Mystics. I will look out for that name also. And it's a few others names that's not popping off in my head right now, but I'll be very interested to see. I will talk about it when I do my NBA Cup preview. So with that said, all right, that's it for me, guys. All things basketball with GD.com is the website, of course. There you'll find all my episodes, all my videos, and my support buttons, guys. On the scroll, guys, I have my support buttons there. And then Giving Tuesday is coming up. So help your boy out. I'm giving you this fresh content, this provocative content. I'm giving it to you guys. Help your boy out. I could be going to different events in these things, but I need support to do it, guys. Help your boy out. It's that time of year. We're giving. It's the giving season, guys. So my support buttons are there. They're on my website as well. So, and then I'm on YouTube. I'm on all your podcast platforms. Apple, I'm there. Leave reviews there, guys. Also, social media. I talked about it the last episode. Twitter, I'm pretty much off of it, guys. I'm pretty much off of it. So right now it's IG for me, TikTok, little bit of Facebook, and LinkedIn. I put my episodes up there as well. And Blue Sky, I'm starting to post on Blue Sky, guys. So get with Blue Sky fan base. I'm still trying to figure out. But, yeah, so I'm on social media, just not everything. Let's put it this way. Everything but X or Twitter or whatever you call it. And so, all right, guys, with that said, I thank you for listening. As always, your listenership, so important to this show. I appreciate it very much. And we'll talk soon. Take care.